the University of Wyoming. Mr. Kevin McKinney joining us on the program. Kevin, what's happening today? How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. How many games are you predicting the Rockies will win?
161.
Yeah, how many do they play?
Yeah. I think 90 right now is what I'm saying.
What?
I think 90 for the Rockies.
Wow.
They're going to be good.
They get the Padres 19 times, so.
Yeah, boy, you guys sound like you have colds over there.
I do.
Dave has, I've recovered from a sinus infection. Dave probably has a sinus infection. Jeremiah had one not too long ago.
And we're entering allergy season, so, you know, got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you're weak enough to have that happen. Yeah,
that's not very nice.
Well, you're going to blast me, so at least I'm not a lounge jack today.
No,
there was somebody on before me.
You had somebody on before you. Then we had Bryce Meredith on in the next hour.
Oh, okay. So you're going to play that card, huh?
And then Mark Ziegler from the San Diego Union Tribune is going to talk to us about Gonzaga coming to the Mountain West.
You're back out on the street with the open violin case playing for nickels and dimes.
Sounds like it.
So when is Gonzaga coming to the Mountain West?
Yeah, how soon can we expect that? BYU too, right?
Yeah, right? Both of them?
I can either confirm or deny.
I have a feeling with some of the direction we're going, we're going to get a lot of I can either confirm or deny.
Well, yeah, I mean, really.
No, you're just teasing, but it is interesting. Some of the rumors that have come out and some of the things that the commissioner from the Mountain West has even said about this.
Yeah. No, it sounds really good, actually. So.
Okay. If, and I know this is just completely speculating, so this happens and BYU is part of the deal, would you welcome BYU with open arms?
Did you say open arms?
Closed fists, open arms.
You know, I don't know that it would be part of the deal, but it would probably strengthen the league, yes.
The question I have is, and I don't like the idea of welcoming BYU back unless they brought all of their programs with them, brought football and brought all their programs back. Don't just come back in basketball and your minor sports and say, let them stay independent in football. You know that.
No, I think we'd certainly want to have all of them in there. I mean, it would be helpful to have their other sports because they're all solid, and basketball would really help. But you want football in there.
Yeah. Kevin McKinney joining us here on the program. So, yesterday Anthony Mack, Alan Edwards said Anthony Mack leaving the program. Where do you think Wyoming's going to go now with that? Because I felt he could have been an impact player had it not been for his concussion issues this year. And I know that's just hindsight or speculating because, you know, you really didn't see him play, but he had all the attributes with him. So where do they go to try and find, you know, impact guys? Do you think a grad transfer? I mean, is it everything out in the open now for them?
Oh, I think so. I think that while you're looking at a program, and Bowles the same way, you want to build these programs with high school kids. But I think if there's a junior college player out there, I don't know about a graduate guy, but if there's a junior college player that might have a couple years and you believe he could really impact the program, I don't think you can ignore that. I think that you'd consider that strongly right now. You want to build with high school kids if you can, but you can't always do that. So I think that that's not out of the realm of possibility.
Where do we stand with Naughton now? I mean, he's not, I mean, I've asked a couple of times, and, you know, I'm not doubting it's the truth that he's got a back issue, but if you miss most of this season and the back was so bad he couldn't even sit on the chairs on the bench, how long do you go with that before you just say, hey, this is another scholarship that we're losing on, and we need to do something about it.
Of course. I mean, you can't let that go on. You have to either have Naughton come back, which that's certainly a possibility, or you cut bait and go on to bring in another player. I mean, it's this is a very big step. If Naughton comes back and he feels good and he wants to get after it, we know that he can help us. There's no doubt about that. If And now with the fact that he would be one of the guys, you had Dalton and Allen there, and you know, he wasn't going to play all that much anyway. But I think right now, you say to him, you want to commit to Wyoming and really get yourself healthy and play. You can play, and you'll see a lot of minutes and be a big factor. That helps kids too. So I don't think we should count him out yet. But we're going to have to find out soon, and then move on or get him really going.
You gearing up for next Friday's Pro Day with the onslaught of media that's coming?
It'll be quite the day.
You guys probably haven't seen anything like that. What's coming in, right?
No.
This is going to be crazy. Yeah. I mean, who are some... Okay, are we going to be starstruck by some of the people that are there?
Or will they be starstruck by us?
Yeah, or will they be starstruck by us?
I think they'll be starstruck more by you.
Yes.
Than, I don't know. Are you starstruck by these guys?
Not really, but I just am curious, you know, what are we looking at here?
Well, I mean, Manziel had Bush 41 at his pro day. Like, are we going to see Cheney there?
Are we going to see... Yeah. Former presidents?
I can't say whether they'll be former presidents, but there won't be people of that level, I wouldn't say.
Former Hall of Fame quarterbacks?
Yeah, you know, there'll be a lot of people there. I mean, a lot of influential people, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think you should ever be starstruck.
I just meant in general, you know, I mean, how big are we talking, you know? Are we talking the extreme level Hall of Fame quarterback like John Elway, which he was at Oklahoma's Pro Day today, or are we going
I wouldn't be surprised if he came here, no.
Okay. Owners?
We had the guy on yesterday from Denver, and he said that Elway was going to be there.
I would imagine he would be.
Why not? It's going to be well, and I think another thing too. Yeah, everybody's going to be there to see Josh, but it also is going to help for some of these other players that are draft eligible for the Cowboys to get even more. And I know a lot of scouts were at Wyoming practice and saw some of these guys too. But it's not going to hurt them at all either, because you got a guy like Drew Van Monen who could be drafted as a specialty type fullback player because he's really good, or Colton Donovan is a long snapper. I know people are interested in him because teams have got to have those types of players.
They do, and you couldn't have been trying out in a better year when you had more exposure than this. We've had a lot of pro days through the years, and some of them I've gone to, some of them I didn't, you know, but... this is a good year if you're trying out with the number of people that will be here on that day. You're going to have a lot of people look at you. There's no doubt.
Will any of the administration be testing their 40 times or how many times they can bench press 225 pounds?
That's not. I'm testing my leaping ability.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you got? My
vertical.
Like a 21, 18.
I can't. You'll have to listen for the results.
Will be posted on the UW website.
Possibly.
I think it should
check
be.
Check and see.
Yeah.
Just add it to your bio.
Yeah, just add it to the bio.
I want to see you in the standing broad jump.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I want to see the reps on the bench press. That's what I want to
see. It's going to be impressive, though.
Yeah. You know, Kevin, a couple things. Of course, the Cowgirls hosting New Mexico State, another postseason appearance for them in the WNIT. And I know how much the fans enjoy coming to Laramie for the WNIT and to see the Cowgirls. I mean, the Cowgirls have their set of fans that will come and watch their games every single time. And I know you guys are excited for that, and the Cowgirls are excited to get back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know this, that the ticket office has been swamped the last 2 days. So I don't know what – I haven't seen any numbers yet, but I think there'll be a good crowd. You're right, those are very loyal fans. And you know, the 2007 – season isn't that far back in people's memory banks. They remember how exciting that was, and I'm sure they would like to see that happen again, and who knows, maybe it will. But it's good to host a game. It's good that the university has the track record it has, that the NIT looks to have teams come in here, and that speaks a lot for the program.
And Kevin,
wait a minute. 2007 wasn't that long ago in our years, but there's a lot of people that was you know, ancient history.
Well, okay.
Dave was in his 50s at that time.
Yeah, no. You're right. I'm wrong. It's ancient history.
I was in my 20s that time, Kevin.
Yeah, I was in my 20s then. It's amazing.
We're
both...
Whoa.
We didn't say 1920s, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Kevin, and then the Cowboy Wrestling Team, what a year they've had. I know we've touched on it a little bit, but I mentioned having Bryce on the show. I mean, what an ambassador for the University of Wyoming, and to have him number one ranked, number one seed, going for a national title. And listen, I know there's five other guys that are going to compete as well, but, I mean, lot riding on that for that young man.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic and so exciting. It's just amazing what Mark Branch has done for that program. When you talk to coaches about coaching at Wyoming or any place for that matter, you want them to be looking at to be on a national level, if you can. And it's difficult in some sports, no doubt. But Mark has brought this program to a national level, really like we've never seen. And to have a national champion possibility there, but five other guys. There's some other guys there that can do well. It's just amazing. And now you're talking about competing in the Big 12, and that program is just taking huge steps, and you got to be very proud of them.
How many Big 12 champions does CSU have now?
Yeah, are they in the Big 12 yet, or are they still trying to get in?
They're still trying to get in.
They don't. Okay. So they have zero Big 12 champions?
Yeah.
Okay, how many does Wyoming have now, two?
Yeah.
Okay.
And how many Big 12 coaches a year do they have?
How many coaches have they had? Let's don't go there.
Did you see that that Colin Hill tore his ACL again playing basketball?
I did not see that.
Yeah, their quarterback Colin Hill was playing pickup basketball and tore the same ACL game that he did the couple years ago.
Oh, wow.
Well, officially they said he strained his ACL.
No, they changed it. They changed it.
Oh, well, officially.
It's torn?
Yeah, he's having surgery, yeah.
Oh, no. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, don't let Vanderbilt be playing any pickup basketball, okay?
No pickup games for the Cowboys.
Well, right now he's locked in his room.
Yeah, talk to Bull to make sure he doesn't do anything between now and fall.
Yeah, locked in his room.
No softball either, all right?
Yeah. No spring break.
No fun.
No going fishing this summer. We've had that happen in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, guys.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, wait a minute. How was your trip to Vegas?
Well, it was okay for one day. The other day wasn't so great, but yeah, that was disappointing.
All right, Kevin.
Okay.
Thanks.
See you guys.
See you, Kevin. Bye.
Kevin McKinney.